All right, well, you lived at home, did you have more than one bedroom?
Yeah.
All right, now how did you distinguish, how did your family distinguish one bedroom from the other? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they call, for instance, if your mother wanted to tell you something, you ask her where something is and she might tell you it's in a bedroom. How would she distinguish one from another?
Mine or yours.
Okay. Oh, I see. So in other words, the bedrooms are distinguished by the occupant rather than the position in the house.
Right.
Okay, fine. Now, what else? What other rooms? Any other rooms in the house? Either house where you live now or where you did live.
Well, now I've got a study room.
What do you usually call that? How would you describe that? What do you call it? Do you call it a study room? Generally?
Yeah.
Any other words you use for it? No, I mean, does your wife, for instance, if she says, "Now you've got to clean up the, got to get those papers off the floor," in the what? In the study room? Is that what she'd probably say? Because I've got a vacuum in there. She'd say that probably. Study
yeah.
room. Wouldn't call it anything else.
No. If I can't think of it, I guess.
Okay.
Not.
Okay.
What would you call?
Well, no, I probably would call it this too, but I've heard people sometimes call them dens or libraries. Neither one of these. Okay, fine. Now, how about, do you have any, these are all the rooms then?
I have another room, but I really don't have a name for it.
All
it's
right.
just, I keep my dogs.
Okay. Now, how about a room for the dog that has no name? You need no name for the room?
No,
a dog room.
No.
Yeah, you don't call it anything. Okay. Now, how about in the basement? Do you have any special rooms or sections in the basement?
I don't have a basement.
Okay. Did you have a basement where you lived before? Never lived in a house that had a basement.
Not of our own.
All right. Or when you no, that's right. But if you lived in an apartment, you had a basement. There was a community basement used by all the people in the apartment, right?
Well, all we had was a shanty down there, and that was that to keep it cold. This is why I used to live.
Yeah. Home. Yeah. But there. Okay.
Just have about 20 shanties and dirt floor and muggy. And
what do you mean by shanties now?
It used to be an enclosure, just a wooden enclosure, big enough to walk in where you keep your oil drums for your oil stove and your coal stored up on a pile down there and maybe any other junk that you don't need.
I'd like a storeroom, but it's a.
Yeah, I would.
Was it a room itself, or was it just?
It was not. Wasn't nothing. It was just dirt floor
yeah.
and spider webs all over the place.
Yeah.
No. You just went down there to get your equipment for heating and stuff.
Uh-huh. I see.
Carried up to the third floor.
I see. There was no furnace in the all the heating units.
This was an old.
All the yes all and all the so all the heating units were in the rooms.
Yeah, coal.
Yes.
Oil.
Did you never lived in a house that had a fireplace?
No.
Do you know anything about a fireplace at all? I mean, for instance, what you call the part of the fireplace that extends out onto the floor? Or those two things that you see standing up in a fireplace that keeps the wood in place? Or that shelf over the top of a fireplace? You know this word,
I've heard a name for that, but...
There's a ball player on the New York Yankees that has this name, too.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's leading.
That's all right. That's all right. I want to get your pronunciation of it either way. And the a large piece of wood in a fireplace.
Log.
Small pieces of wood that are used for to start a fire.
Well, I've heard various kindle chips. Fluid.
What was that we used? Oh, yeah. What was that other one you said?
Kindle and chips.
And what was the other word you used?
Well, it's fluid, but that's not